for the vacation of your life, come to Southwestern Michigan.
No murmuring pines, sorry. But after all, who can have any fun with a murmur? You'll find just about everything else in southwestern Michigan for a good vacation. On this program, we'll tell you about some of the attractions hereabouts, but we can't more than skim the surface. We're going to eliminate that guff about sparkling waters, moonlit nights, and old mill streams. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Now, I like to fish. Boy, you like to get up early in the morning, you know, dark morning, get on your fishing clothes and get your pole and your bait all ready and go out. I've got a lake I like particularly well. Let's see, Pine Lake out beyond Plainwell. And, of course, there's a special spot in that lake that I go to because nobody else knows where it is. You go up to a big bank, and then you got to go across that bank, weed bank, you know, and back, way back in among the pond lilies, and there's a big deep hole. And there's where the really big fish are. Say, incidentally, did I ever tell you about the big one that I caught?
Yes, we know. But seriously, there are hundreds and hundreds of lakes in southwestern Michigan where you can go after them and get them. Or if you prefer, you can fish off the pier at St. Joseph, South Haven, Saugatuck, or Holland.
While my menfolk are fishing, what can I do?
Well, of course, you can always go along. But there are lots of other things to do.
Well, maybe you like to visit historic spots. If so, there's the city of Marshall over in Calhoun County, which is chock full of history. For instance, there's a house that is the exact replica of the old Hawaiian state house at Honolulu. Or go to Cassopolis, which was the focus of the Underground Railroad in slavery days. There you'll see a pioneer log cabin, which reproduces an early Michigan homestead and the old house, which was one of the stations on the Underground Railroad. Do you like covered bridges? Well, there's a choice one just south of Centerville in St. Joseph County. Anyone there can tell you how to get to it. And if you're around Niles, you want to visit Old Fort St. Joseph, one of the most historic spots in the whole Northwest. And if it's antiques you like, well, you'll find dozens of shops and a farm west of Kalamazoo on U.S. 12 where they have a fabulous stock of old surreys, hearses, dinner bells, cutters, and other knick-knacks. Down in Constantine, you'll want to visit the home of former Governor John T. Berry, a grand old pioneer home that's been wonderfully preserved.
Yes, there's lots of history in southwestern Michigan and lots that's going on today.
Why, every year, many communities in western Michigan have festivals and fairs that are colorful and interesting. In mid-May, there's the nationally known tulip time at Holland, with its long rows of bold tulips, a riot of color, its clumping dances and music festival. And in late June, the little town of Marcellus has its bluegill frolic. July 4th, of course, is the big day when the summer season gets underway at southwestern Michigan's famous resort towns, St. Joseph, South Haven, and Saugatuck. Then come the county fairs. There's one almost every week, from mid-July to the 1st of October. Oh, yes, and we mustn't forget about the Lowell Showboat up in Kent County, which is replete with entertainment, fun, and lots of color.
There's lots to do and lots to see in western Michigan, but on a vacation, well, you kind of like to take things easy.
Bob, for my money, I don't want any of this gadding around on my vacation. You know, I just want to go somewheres and set. Set in the sunshine. Or if it gets too tarnation hot, just go set in the shade. Oh, yes, and something else, son. Don't forget the grub.
Well, Grandpa, I'll tell you about good food. All over southwestern Michigan, you'll find places to eat bearing the familiar Duncan Hines label. There's Schuller's over at Marshall and Grand Haven, for example, places that have a nationwide reputation. And there's dozens of other places where often in the morning a man can get a big stack of wheat cakes and swimming in real Michigan maple syrup. Where at noon there's something besides a lettuce luncheon, real home cooking. And by the way, you can't find anywhere, not anywhere, fruit like we have in southwestern Michigan. Why, at Benton Harbor, they have the biggest outdoor fruit market in the world. At road stands, you can buy vine-ripened melons, big, juicy strawberries, genuine marsh huckleberries, or the big, fat, domesticated blueberries. And our peaches, our apples, and our pears have a flavor that can't be matched. As I said, anywhere.
So Grandpa wants to set, does he? Well, not me. I want to dance at some place where they have a red-hot band. Vacation is a time to kick up your heels.
Okay, if that's the way you want it, consider Crystal Palace over in Coloma, where name bands appear throughout the summer. Or there's Shadowland in St. Joseph, or the big casinos at South Haven and Saugatuck, where there's music and romance every night.
You know what that is? Well, it's the song of the goldfinch. A Michigan bird, all right, but one you don't hear very often. And that reminds me, if you like birds, you'll not want to miss the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary while you're in southwestern Michigan. It was established in 1927, and soon afterward was deeded to Michigan State College. More than 160 species of native birds have been observed at the sanctuary, and more than 60 different species have nested there. In autumn, as many as 10,000 wild ducks stop at the sanctuary daily. Trumpeters, whistlers, and mute swans swim about the lake. Feeding hours are posted so you can arrive at hours when the birds gather for their daily handouts.
Southwestern Michigan has many industries which welcome visitors. You'll want to see one of the big breakfast food plants at Battle Creek, one of the huge paper mills in Kalamazoo, or the great Upjohn pharmaceutical plant just completed south of Kalamazoo.
Now, when America is girding for defense, Michigan's great Fort Custer is springing to life again. It's located between Battle Creek and Kalamazoo, and you can drive through the camp under security regulations.
You'll find southwestern Michigan crisscrossed by smooth superhighways, but the smart vacationist will stray off these main roads. He'll turn off on some inviting country road. It'll probably be hard surfaced because most byroads are in southwestern Michigan. And along such a road, he'll see quaint farmhouses, fields of grain, maybe some plants he doesn't recognize, like celery. If it's blossom time, he'll find the road a beautiful lane of flowers. In midsummer, he'll find quiet and peace and serenity. And then, returning to a cabin or a cottage on one of the hundreds of lakes or streams, he'll find rest and contentment far from this busy and troubled world.
And now here's Chester W. Wells, Secretary Manager of the West Michigan Tourist and Resort Association, to tell you about some of the other charms of southwestern Michigan.
St. Joseph has won worldwide fame for its mineral baths, and the world's largest non-citrus fruit market is located at Benton Harbor. All of these features are especially attractive to tourists. Over at Coloma on the shore of Pawpaw Lake is an unusual tourist attraction which is enjoyed by the entire family. It is called Deer Forest, and here is sheltered a large herd of deer, native to Michigan, Europe, and the Far East. These wary animals are tame and unafraid as they come out of the woodlands to feed from the hands of tourists and little children. Fawns in the herd never fear visitors, and the older deer do not run for cover when guests crowd the 23-acre park. Can you imagine a real natural cave in the state of Michigan? Well, we have one. The only cave in Michigan open to visitors is Bear Cave on the banks of the St. Joseph River, 4 miles north of the town of Buchanan. Discovered by the Pottawatomie Indians, who had a village near the mouth of the cave hundreds of years ago, the underground passages are said by geologists to be more than 25,000 years old. Throughout the cave, the passageways are lined with stalactites, stalagmites, crystal, petrified leaves, and bizarre stone formations of various colors. During the Civil War, fugitive slaves used the cave as a hideout, and evidence has been uncovered that highwaymen in Michigan's early history also sought refuge there. Another popular scenic drive follows U.S. 31 northward near the Lake Michigan shoreline to South Haven and Saugatuck. At many points along the route are turnouts affording scenic vistas from the high bluffs above the blue waters of Lake Michigan. South Haven and Saugatuck have long been famous resort towns with excellent beaches and a wide variety of recreational activities. Two art schools in Saugatuck attract many students who combine summer study with their vacation. The Big Pavilion in the heart of town and along the water's edge has the largest dance floor in the Middle West, and name bands are presented throughout the summer. An early season event holding the interest of vacationers and yachtsmen is the annual Chicago to Saugatuck Yacht Race, which starts July 2nd and winds up in Saugatuck in time for the great 4th of July celebration. And so throughout this water wonderland and enchanting vacation area are vast majestic forests and scores of inland lakes well stocked with fish of all variety. Good accommodations are available, including hotels, resorts, tourist rooms, motels, and cottages priced to fit any family budget. Truly, we may say that Michigan is indeed the nation's summer home.
This program, inviting you to spend your vacation in southwestern Michigan, was produced by Station WKZO Kalamazoo. Heard on the broadcast were Harry Travis, Ed Lasko, Margaret Pell, Willis Dunbar, and Chester W. Wells.